Let's go back to 2011. The APD's iBudget is just getting its start as a new method to divvy up funds for the state's Medicaid waiver program. That program funds helpful services for disabled Floridians. But then came objections from people like Jim Freyvogel, who runs the McDonald Training Center in Tampa. He didn't like the way that the ADP was determining who got funding.
As conceived, the individual concept is really a noble attempt to efficiently and effectively fund service needs for individuals. But as implemented, is really nothing more than a methodology employed by the APD to ration services for the sole purpose of backing into its legislative appropriation.
In plain English, Freyvogel felt like the algorithm that determined who gets what wasn't good enough. Last September, in the final of three lawsuits calling the APD's formula into question, the District Court of Appeals ruled that the APD could not allocate less than what their algorithm allowed. And that brings us back to the present. APD held a pair of workshops with the public to decide how it will alter the iBudget program in keeping with the court's decision. Suzanne Sewell, president of the Florida Association of Rehabilitation Facilities, was one of many people who voiced their opinions.
And the point we want to make is people are not algorithms. And we feel very strongly that the review process needs to be added back in.
Denise Arnold, Deputy Director of Programs for the APD, led the meeting.
This is not the first hearing we've done. So we've got some good feedback, good participation from stakeholders with specific content they would like to see in the rule, and we've made most of those changes every time we meet.
Arnold says this isn't the last meeting either, but they are winding down a bit. She sees the process as a way to make lemonade out of the court's lemons and use it as a chance to refine the program.
I think what we're hoping to accomplish with this meeting is to try to get some stability and final decisions on how the program will operate so that people that get the service are clear on how it operates.
As the agency revises its funding process, state lawmakers are upping their financial contributions by adding more money to the program. There are about 20,000 disabled Floridians on a waiting list for services that the APD funds. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Matthew Seeger.